Moore Shoreline offers a selection of GM-certified pre-owned vehicles which have passed the strict GM 172-point vehicle inspection and reconditioning process. It includes performing all safety recalls. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit www.mooreshoreline.com.
No matter the stage of life, it's important to maintain a healthy lifestyle. And that's why you should ask yourself, are you sure? We are. And at Sure, the phrase, better health, better life, is not just our mantra, but our promise to you. With primary care physicians located in Pigeon, Elkton, Caseville, and Sebring, it's never been easier to be sure. Dr. Paul Scannon at Sebring Family Medicine, along with nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer, stand by for your needs and concerns whenever you need them.
This is Dr. Paul Scadden. Whether your needs require routine health visits or maintenance of a more complicated issue, my staff and I are committed to your best interests and good health. Let's work together to best serve your healthcare needs.
Sebring Family Medicine is located in downtown Sebring at the corner of Center and Main and is open Monday through Friday. You can set up your appointment by calling 989-883-9656. That's 883-9656. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? We are. Sure. Better health, better life.
Kemp Tiling and Excavating of Sebring would like to congratulate the Unionville-Sebring area Patriots for their excellent performance and good sportsmanship during this and past seasons. Everyone from family-owned and operated Kemp Tiling and Excavating has enjoyed watching the Patriots boys basketball team play over the years, noting that team members have always played to win, but at all times within the bounds of good sportsmanlike conduct. Kemp Tiling watches with pride as you play with pride. From everyone at Kemp Tiling, go USA Patriots!
Some people leave high school sports officiating when their children begin to play. Some get the opportunity to move on to higher levels of a sport. If you were once in the high school officiating family, we want you back in the game, and it's easy to get started. To learn more, visit the officials page of the MHSAA website. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Support a local worthy cause every Sunday just by dining at Century Oaks Golf Club Restaurant of Elkton. Enjoy a great Sunday brunch or a lunch or dinner from the full menu at regular prices. Century Oaks will donate 10% of Sunday's dining proceeds to the charitable event of the week, and a canister will be available all week for personal donations as well. Century Oaks Golf Club Restaurant, just east of the railroad crossing and M142. Public always welcome, open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 2 Sunday.
Get 50 gigs, give 50 gigs. If you're thinking about upgrading or adding a line to your account, now is the time to do it. Take advantage of big phone discounts and get 100 bonus gigs. 50 bonus gigs for you and 50 bonus gigs for your favorite data-loving friend or family member. Prices have been slashed on the LG G5, now only $99. The Samsung Galaxy S6 is only $199, or move up to the Galaxy S7 for $299. If you're on a budget, the new LG K8 is free with a 2-year contract. Stay on top of your selfie game with the new iPhone. The iPhone 7 starts at only $149. iPhone 7 Plus, $269. Also, don't miss out on our big accessory sale. Everything is on sale all month long. When you spend $50, save $10. Spend $75 and save $20. Deals on deals on deals. Going on now at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
From Harbor Beach and Port Sanilac to Bay City and beyond, people head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring for fair deals, a great in-stock selection of brand new and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and service before, during, and after the sale in the Moore tradition. You get top trade-in allowances from experienced creative sales reps who work hard to help you upgrade your transportation with the least possible financial pain. Their knowledgeable service department has the most up-to-date diagnostic and equipment and training to find and remedy complex electronic problems that often defy discovery but stop your car and other mechanics in their tracks. Their body shop can handle any make or model you bring in, and they constantly strive for better than factory new results. So for new or used, repair or replace, get your new Chevrolet and find new roads at North Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit www.moreshoreline.com.
WLEW Sports in the half finds USA trailing suddenly by 17 points as Flint Beecher posts 50 points in that first half, 25 in each quarter. USA with 33. It was 25-21 after the first quarter. Beecher just by 4 points. And then they really let the cattle roam in that second quarter as they outshot USA 25-12 in the second quarter to pull out of that 17-point lead at the half. Leading the way for Flint Beecher, that'd be number 10, Malik Ellison, who had 8 in the first quarter, 11 in the second quarter. Following close behind the freshman, number 33, and Jalen Terry, who has 17. Jordan Rowland with 7, Ernest Sanders and Idris Hardnett each with 2, and Torin Thomas with 1 for the Bucks. From the free throw line, just 9 for 16 for 56% and 4 turnovers. For the USA Patriots, they are led by Mike Kemp with 11 points, 7 of those in the first quarter, 4 in the second, off of 5 field goals and 1 free throw. Tyler Heckroth with 8 points all coming in the second quarter, 2 threes and a field goal. Harrison Kramer with 6, 2 early threes in that ball game. Isaiah Williamson with 3 fouls, had 6 points in the first quarter. We haven't seen him since. And Hunter Bowen with 2 early free throws in the first quarter for a total of 33 points. USA has 8 turnovers, but that's 4 more than Flint Beecher, and they make you pay in the transition game. As a team, USA shot 4 for 5 from the free throw line for 80%. Unfortunately, they didn't shoot any free throws in the second quarter. When you take a look at rebounds, Beecher leads by 8, 20-12 to USA. Beecher with 13 defensive rebounds, 7 on the offensive glass for USA, 8 defensive rebounds, 4 offensive boards for the Patriots. Now, John Moon, why don't you tell us about the shooting?
Shooting is unbelievable. I'll tell you what. The Beecher Bucks, they got 38 shots off, okay, and hit 17 of them. And for the Patriots, they got 27 shots off, hit 12. So you have, let me recheck the stat on that. I'll tell you what, that doesn't make sense.
All right, you take Beecher, I'll take USA.
All right, 17. Yeah, that's right. It's 44% for the Beecher Bucks.
And I have 44% for USA Patriots.
To me, that doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah. Well, but no, it does. It's all – it's math, John.
Well,
it doesn't lie.
But the whole point is that imagine what the USA Patriots are thinking, because everything that Beecher throws up, it goes in.
It goes in, yeah.
And to see both teams – shooting at 44% clip, just hard to believe. So anyways, breaking down the Beecher Bucks is that they were 7 for 13 at three-point land. That's 53%. Inside the arc, 10 for 25, 40%. For the Patriots, they were 7 for 15, 46%. A better percentage, but not as many shots. And 5 for 12, 41% from three-point land. I think the Patriots are playing with them. It's just that they're not staying with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really kind of a crazy thing to explain. As far as the USA Patriots, they were down by 1. It didn't seem like that long ago.
No,
and then all of a sudden,
it
ballooned to a 17-point deficit just like that. Beecher Bucks, they have a knack, uncanny as it is, to go ahead and go through their runs, you know, their spurts, and just bury you in no time. So it's been an education, I'm sure, for the USA Patriots. It's been an education for me, that's for sure.
Beecher scoring 25 points in the first two quarters. We'll see how they do in the third and fourth. Right now they sit at 50. USA with 33 as we are awaiting the second half. Full gymnasium from Montrose, Michigan in Region 21. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with their call tonight.
on the WLW Sports Network. Of course, our season concludes when our final team in our broadcast area concludes. That would be the USA Patriots. Brown City in game number one took out Millington. That was an impressive victory for Brown City and Anthony Trocheck. They'll now take on the winner of the second game,